You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
By the way.
What's up?
You are enjoying yourself too much.
Why? I'm having a good time, baby. Because I'm tuning into San Francisco radio.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Don't worry. I'll be listening to the Boston radio.
Vlad. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Nothing like going to do a little grief listening.
Oh.
It is.
Should we have a grief off? When these two teams lose?
San Francisco and Boston?
Yeah.
That'd be good. Sick of both of them.
Because it's funny. Because if Tatum is as good as everybody claims he is, they've been trying to make him a superstar for the last 4 years.
That's right.
Then you also have to admit that Boston has no chance without him. Right?
Well, they don't have a chance. I mean,
we know that they have a chance with him. Like, when you see how this last game went.
They don't have it. Yeah, look, and I hope that, you know, you don't root for injury. Obviously, I don't want Jason Tatum to be out with something significant. That was tough watching him. He looked like he was in a lot of pain.
But there was a lot of
flaws before that injury happened, right? Already getting exposed by that team.
When you can't see any twist or any like clear injury, that means it's probably something worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what kind of sucks.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Warriors, they lost last night. They're now down 3-1 to the Wolves. Jimmy Buckets, 14 points.
You really call it? Come on. You, after that last clip you just played, you call him Jimmy. You can't call him Jimmy Buckets. He's like, you got to call him Jimmy. Can't get no buckets.
Can you get Vlad, can you get the sports radio from this morning from that guy who was furious on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco on Jimmy Butler? Just furious with him.
This should make all of South Florida feel good. Because you were always, why did Pat get rid of Jimmy? Why did Pat get rid of Jimmy? I got to tell you, he wired his welcome quicker in Golden State because they are hot.
Yeah, they're not happy. Understandably so. They're getting boat raced right now by the Wolves. Valiant effort by him in game 3, but then like ran out of gas. And this past game, they didn't even feel like they had a prayer in hell against this team.
Ant saw blood in the water, basically.
Yep. How are you feeling, Vlad? You feel like there's no shot that the Knicks blow this anymore?
I want to end this on Wednesday. I don't want to give them any sense of hope. They start talking, oh, let me just win once, that type of stuff.
We've seen them do that move before.
I I just want to end it because they're ripe for the picking. Like, they're hurt. They're going to break up this team regardless anyway.
Yep.
So this just gives them even more of a reason to. Let's just put them out of their misery, man. Just end it. We need the rest because tonight Cleveland might get knocked out by Indy. So, and the way these series are going, the only series that seems to be going past five maybe is the well, it's the Nuggets and Thunder because they're tied at
two. Yeah, shout out to the Nuggets, man. They've made this a series. Really good, this Joker. He's good.
Dude, it's amazing.
Literally just having that, you know, I know Spo spoke well of Adelman when he came in there, but Joker's coaching that team, basically.
All the time.
He's
all
like,
the time.
I never knew that he had that much fury in him. I only thought that was a Big Brother thing, you know? I thought that's what he had going on. You have the host, Vlad, who was like losing his mind on Jimmy Butler.
Hold on, I'm trying to.
No problem.
I got to shoot the ball.
Oh, yeah.
I'll play that. This is from last night.
If I watch Jimmy or Pods dribble into the key, jump stop, pump fake, pivot, and try to throw. Shoot the ball! You're in the key!
Can I play that again? Yes. Go for it, dude.
If I watch Jimmy or Pods dribble into the key, jump stop, pump fake, pivot, and try to throw. Shoot the ball! You're in the key! Shoot the ball!
Oh, that's good.
Pump fake.
Is that what you were talking? That's the bite you were talking.
No, he's got more. There's more.
I sent you another one of an angry caller, but this one.
Okay, hold on.
But that was the one I really wanted to hear. Shoot the ball! He's beside himself.
You could tell he'd been yelling the whole game too, because he's hoarse.
Oh, I'm so upset. Schmeathan says, Tobin, so you know that's what you sound like watching Andrew Wiggins?
Yes, you do. Somebody said remix that and play it in the club.
pump fake. Pivot! You don't understand. This is what it's like. He's incredibly frustrating. When he does that thing all the time, when he goes right to the rim, and he goes, guess what? Three ball to you. But... Oh, man.
That's from deep, too. That man was hurt.
He was very upset. He was very upset.
Secret agent. Why did that sound like Tobin? He wouldn't have used that many pump fakes. He would have got to the point.
Somebody send that to Pat Riley so he could use that as his background noise for sleep tonight. He's like, yeah. Pump fake. Can I hear it one more time, Vlad?
I think you sent me the same clip.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Well, just send me the shoot. I just want to hear him again. Let me hear him enraged.
If I watch Jimmy or Pods dribble into the key, jump stop, pump fake, pivot, and try to throw. Shoot the ball! You're in the key! Shoot the ball!
I give that man credit.
Hey,
you know why I give him credit?
Because that could be a new dance.
He wanted to say, shoot the ball. He caught himself. Listen to that.
I watch Jimmy or Pods dribble into the key, jump stop, pump fake, pivot, and try to throw. Shoot the ball! You're in the key! Shoot the ball!
By the way, I just watched the replay.
Hmm?
I think he does have an Achilles.
Yeesh. Tatum?
Who? Yeah. Tatum, that was a non-contact injury, bro.
Yeah, he just went down.
But when you don't see any twisting of the ankle.
Yeah, that's
an Achilles.
That's an Achilles. It's the same thing that happened to Dame.
God,
but
that was
can
good.
I just tell you, this may be. Now, we see Jimmy and see this version of Jimmy. And I think from this standpoint, it's hard. And it's not the first time this has happened. Teams don't look at Jimmy as a number one. They look at him as Robin, right? But for some reason here, they were able to make him a number one, or he was able to be a number one. That gives, like, to me, it makes the Heat organization look better. Y'all can't win with him? We did.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying? So it kind of has a different effect than what people thought it was going to have.
He's not even Robin right now. He's like Aquaman.
$50 million. No, sorry. Lewis likes to fish. It's $60 million. Not 50. 60. He got another 100 and what? 12 million coming to him?
Yeah. I mean, wait, he had that guarantee. He had.
When next does that contract year kick in?
2 years from
27,
now.
27, right?
He got 27. The extra year. So, like, he got.
So, he got 55 next year.
He got 55 next year, and I think 60 the year after that.
And then 60.
And that was the. No, no, no. That oh. was. That's what he wanted. He wanted this year, next year, and another year.
Pump fake, pump fake, pump fake. He said that's 1 million per pump fake on the nerve. He's trying to get it.
Oh, my God. He's lost it. I respect it.
He's lost it.
Game recognized game. He did it with a little more.
Oof, he was. Oh, he's pissed.
No.
Oh. That's season on the brink anger.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that is.
Yep.
I think I was that angry at Andrew Wiggins after the Cavs series.
Yeah. Dude, from a sports place, I was annoyed. From a human being place, where this guy just had a newborn and you made him pick up and go across the country and live somewhere else by himself, away from his family, I sympathize, right? And I don't know why people don't understand that when these guys have families, right, that's no easy thing. The same thing happened to Dame last year, right, when they trade for Dame.
No, I mean, kind of the opposite, because his family was breaking up.
Yeah, but still, he had to deal with some stuff. His kids and everybody were, in Portland, he had to just get up and leave.
This is some of the callers that are calling in today at 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Here's what they had to say on Jimmy.
Trace was on it, too. But Jimmy, man, I ain't going to call in Jimmy buckets. I'm going to call in Jimmy don't get no buckets. And poor Pazinski. I'm exhausted. We got cooked, y'all. We exposed. I love my Warriors to death, but we are exposed. We got nothing for this team. Who's going to stop Anthony? Who's going to stop Edwards? Nobody.
Nobody.
That dude was blowing past them like gas in the wind. Ain't nobody going to stop that dude.
Wow. Well, you could tell he went to his roots too, fitting. Ain't nobody fitting.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you what. He's from Oakland. They don't like the San Francisco crowd. That's a real Warrior fan. He was there when they were at the Oracle. That's when you say Finna like that, that's an old Warriors fan. Not like these new guys going to Chase Center. But man, are they upset? Boy, got to give Jimmy credit though. It's not like he's the only one that's getting ripped. They're putting pods in there with
him. Pajamas. Yeah.
Wait, quick. Pods.
They put pods there with Jimmy.
He's been shooting really bad.
But you're acting like Pods is Curry. He's not even a half a Curry. Come on,
man. Yeah, but he ain't getting paid to come in and be Curry.
He's not getting paid. Jimmy is. You're right. No,
yeah, it's his second year. So this is like.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did to Tyler. Like, he had some.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Access early on, and then we just all of a sudden, oh, you got to do that all the time now.
Take a break. Back after this.
Man. Hey, Vlad.
Imagine getting the Milwaukee Astron instead of Miami.
I thought this was my boy. He is not human. He has no sympathy for nobody if they can't do what he wants them to do.
I don't think it's not having sympathy. I think it's I have eyes and what's obvious.
It's been 3 months, dude.
He doesn't want to be here, dude.
And you can tell in 3 months.
Yes.
Maybe the circumstance in which he got here, he wasn't able to wrap his mind around it. Give him an offseason. Let him move everybody here.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll give him an offseason if we get KD.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness. You have no... You, man.
What?
Hold on, Leroy. Oh, my goodness. The audience doesn't know what happened. During the break, as always, some of the best segments are done during the break. So Leroy and I were talking about Andrew Wiggins. Who do you believe has a better chance of turning it around for their team? Wiggins or Jimmy? Jimmy for the Warriors or Wiggins with the Heat? I said I'm going with the young guy.
Well, it's a bit of a weird question.
Leroy says yes. You, Tobin, you said no.
Hold on, though. First of all, it's a weird question.
Why is it a weird question?
Because Jimmy turning it around for the Heat, or turning around for the Warriors, he did turn it around for the Warriors. Right now, they're going to get bounced. And that's bad. But when he got there, it's not even a question whose tenure was better. It's not. If your question is, who's going to be better going forward?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's going to have a more successful year next year?
Yeah.
Go with Jimmy.
I'm going Wiggins.
All right. I mean.
Dude. So. See. You're that guy. You're that guy that thinks what you've seen from a person the last two years.
This is what he's been his whole career. This is what he's been his whole career. And this was also added with not being healthy. And then when he was healthy, looking like it was like having a toddler eat his vegetables being in a Heat jersey.
No, I understand that, but we're not talking about that now. We're talking about moving forward.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me Jimmy next year would be more successful than Andrew Wiggins.
Give me the guidelines of what that means, because it's a very hocus-pocus thing you're saying. Because he's already been more successful with the Warriors than Andrew Wiggins was with the Heat, which was no success at all.
And my question to you is, you don't sympathize with that man for having to move all the way across country and because he makes a lot of money?
I sympathize with him.
Because he makes a lot of money.
It's not that he doesn't make a lot of money.
Do you understand what he's been through in the last couple of years?
He's had personal loss, as did Jimmy, by the way.
Okay.
No, he did. But, I mean, listen, like, what are we going to grade tragedies?
No. Let me explain something to you. human nature is such that the same thing can happen to two different people, and their response is totally different. It's about your makeup and who you are. One guy is not more tougher or less tougher than the other guy because you handled the same situation differently.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have tough mental makeup. It really doesn't have, like, I don't think Andrew Wiggins couldn't do his job. I'm just saying, genuinely, I don't think he wanted to be here. I think he liked being in Golden State, and I don't think he likes being a member of the Miami Heat. Okay. That's it. Okay. We've never seen that where a player doesn't like being here. I don't think he likes being here.
And you're just basing that off of his production?
Production, body language.
He's always looked like a mope.
Well, he looked extra mopey.
Yeah, I mean.
Even on the bench, dude.
Can I just say this?
He had resting bench face.
Yeah, because.
But fam, I'm sorry, Leroy. But Tobin, if you get traded right when you get a baby, like, I'm sorry. If we could do trade of radio talent, and all of a sudden, Glenn decides, hey.
He trades you for that guy?
He trades you to 95.7.
For Pivot?
For Mark Willard. And some guy in 95.7. I don't know. You know what I mean? But just say he did that to you.
And it's during the school year. You got to leave your family.
It's during the school year with your wife. And I think your wife is an educator, right?
Yeah.
She is.
Right? And you have two young children. Would you? How would you feel? Like, think about it. You would be like, holy crap. Like,
how would I feel? I would feel terrible.
Right.
But do you want to know what happened when that red light would go on?
When?
And I
hate Warriors fans, we are going to get the Greek Freak, baby! You want to know why? Because I'm a show pony. And when it's time to show, I go. That's what I do, baby.
But you're going to be
mad. Now that when the lights go off, I'm so alone.
Yeah, but okay, you, again.
At least he's honest.
When I told you all the cities I lived in that year with Baltimore, Carolina, and Minnesota.
Yes.
You know what the one thing I was grateful for? I was single. I could just pack my little bag and go. I didn't have to worry about anybody else. I didn't have to feel bad about leaving a situation. I was out. I can't imagine people. I've seen like coaches who've left their families behind or whatever. Now, I'm not saying that I would have a problem with it one way or another. What I'm saying is people handle things differently. And if you add that, maybe the only comforts he had after the tragedy that he experienced a couple years ago was his family. And now he has to be shipped to a place where he don't even have that.
Okay.
Like, I'm not, everybody handles stuff differently. All I'm saying is this, before you dismiss Wiggins, give him an offseason to get his affairs in order to get settled in, right? It's human nature to feel the way he felt. It's not, oh, well, he gets paid a lot of money, or it has nothing to do with that. It's human.
Okay.
So
when have I said he can't be a human?
No, because when you just said
he doesn't want to be here.
And I'm saying you can't know that just based on the circumstances that happened the last 3 months.
Okay. I don't really understand what one thing has to do with the other. Because,
it has a lot to do with it. You're determining about how he looks, how he feels, how he's doing this, how he's doing that.
Didn't show up to exit media day.
And?
Why?
I mean,
you can say it's voluntary, but, why? I know why, Terry Rozier wouldn't show up. Duncan Robinson, because he's on investigation.
See, but you can't give some people an excuse and then blame him for not showing up.
Well, there are three guys that didn't show up. One of them has a contract that he doesn't know his future is going to be in, Duncan Robinson. Andrew Wiggins is under contract with the Heat next year.
So maybe he wanted to get back to his family.
Family's here, dude. It's not like they were across the country.
His family is
in. His wife was TikToking this. She was at the games. It was an extra day. I get it. Yes, I'm sure it was a shock and awe. But also, you may not just like it.
And you, the expert on all, can determine that.
I guess I'm not an expert, Leroy, but you want to know something?
I'm not either, but I'm not jumping to that.
No, you actually are, because you're just saying it absolutely melted him down, and no, we don't know that. You know what
I'm saying I don't know either way, but I'm also saying that it's human nature to maybe look that way after having to ship yourself across country.
Okay, and also, maybe he just wasn't that, he also wasn't good.
Okay.
I got two reports.
Go for it, dude.
One breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Panthers, one of their vice presidents, got suspended for social media texts.
Oof.
Towards the Toronto Maple Leafs and their fans.
That's not good.
Yeah.
I got to look into that, though, yeah, before we talk about something like that.
And second, I just got a text. Hi, Vlad. This is Sam Lubman from the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Heard you guys play some clips from us this morning. If Tobin Leary want to hear from the source, I could probably have Joe Shasky available to join you guys in the last minutes of the show to take some to get some unfiltered
I would
Jimmy
love it.
Takes.
I would love it.
Love it.
I would love yeah. it. I would love it. Who got back to them? Must have been one of our must have been one of our chatters.
Well, aren't we on the Odyssey family?
Yeah. We are, but
yeah, so then,
I don't like that. That gets to, that's getting word back I mean, very fast,
dude. That's like there's a that 3 hour like, difference. That's like at 7 o'clock in the morning.
What is like is Knox in like the Odyssey master control, dude, and listening to everything?
Who's listening? Listen, I love you know I lived out in Cali, but damn, you to be listening at 7 o'clock in the morning is crazy.
Look, I'm not banning Andrew Wiggins from the Heat. I just want to be clear. I just don't think he wants to be here.
All right.
Maybe now, if I have KD here with him, that'd be great. I would love that.
Okay.
I'm not saying he has to be shipped out in any trade. Listen,
I understand.
But you also understand why he's an unbelievably frustrating player.
Yes, because he has talent.
No. Like he looks like basketball. If you wanted to make a basketball player, like he should be the greatest basketball player in the league, Leroy. And it's really frustrating because he will show it for you for like 6 minutes. And then it's like Groundhog's Day because I may not see it for another 3 weeks. And I'm like, what the hell is that? What is that? How do you, what is that?
I know, but can I ask you a question?
He had like 3 15-point quarters.
Why? My question to you is, and there was a lot of that going around this team, and you have never gone after anybody else like that.
Oh, everybody got it this year.
I mean, that's one of the problems I had with Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler, don't you have to be aware that you're only scoring 8 points in a quarter and do what you can to get to the rim or mm-hmm. something? Like, it. So it's not – I guess I'm a little hesitant to attack one player with it.
Don't worry.
When we've said about a bunch of players. But the way you've gone that he doesn't want to be here or whatever, I don't know that.
I don't think he wants to be here.
Okay. Now, like, I would just like to – it's moments like this because I do believe Andrew Wiggins is a hell of a player. I don't know what his role's going to be consistently, right? But I do believe I've seen times in a game where if they needed somebody to get to a rim and he put his mind to it, he was getting to the rim. And he can shoot the three. And he can play some defense. So he is a player that the Heat don't have on this team that can help them.
I guess, but like he wasn't helping the Warriors either. They were pretty mired in mediocrity with him there.
Yeah.
I get it. He had a great run with them in the championship, no doubt.
All right, like I don't know. I don't know how much.
Like they forgot about him pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know how much of the other stuff affected it. I don't know what his mentality was.
But,
I don't know that.
And I don't
but
wanna,
I'm
but
just
I
looking
wanna,
at the town.
Okay, but also a lot of the things that we're talking about with Andrew Wiggins, respect all the personal stuff that's gone on. I will not dismiss that. But Andrew Wiggins wading in and out of a basketball game and season mm-hmm. has literally been the story of his career, Leroy.
Yes.
It's not new.
It's not new.
It's not new.
So if you think Heat culture can fix Zion
mm-hmm.
and Heat culture can fix Ja, why can't it fix Wiggins?
How do you fix that? What do you put dog in him? I don't know what you do.
No, we've had players come here and be hesitant. I remember Chris Bosh.
I think.
Remember Chris Bosh. They were like, hey, dude, go.
Yeah.
So, like, why can't that happen for Wiggins?
Maybe.
But you give the Heat credit and culture credit for a lot of things. Why?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can it fix Wiggins?
I don't know. Because he's Andrew Wiggins, dude.
Okay.
Take a break. Mix it on up next. Meow, meow, meow. Brum, bum, bum. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
By the way, Vlad.
Hi, hey.
I heard you catch yourself. No, we was talking just now.
I did.
He caught himself. I was like, oh, he was getting mad.
Okay, we were talking, like I said, we were talking about nothing frustrates us more in the NFL than like when a cornerback gets burnt and he's looking at the safety for help. I'm like, no, you got beat. But I was about to say that Leroy. I said, Leroy, nothing. And I had to catch myself. Like, nothing frustrates me more than seeing a cornerback get burnt and he's looking at the safety. And I'm like, nah, bro, that was you.
That was you.
You got burnt.
My least favorite thing that a cornerback does is when a ball is well overthrown and they still go, incomplete.
you
didn't do anything.
They always do that when there's an incomplete pass thrown their way.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Hilarious. Man. Let's get to the mixed bag. We'll start off with our Florida Panthers, who are practicing, getting ready to travel to Canada. Wednesday, game 5 against the Maple Leafs. Paul Maurice had some beautiful thoughts on the growth of hockey in South Florida. This is Paul Maurice.
Started in, was it Miami Arena? Is that what it's called? I don't know if you remember, remember the ice in that place. Oh, so only NHL game played in a sauna. It was... Like we would have guys getting IVs after the game because it was tough, right? And then, and this is not just the Florida Panthers, but it was true of Tampa too. And I'm in Carolina at the time. You get the Jumbotron feed for your video breakdown. So you never saw a face off. You got the mouse and the rat, and you got every pretty person in the building. And then they would It wasn't they cut to it. They would just take the camera and zoom down and then kind of follow it around. And that was your video. Like, nobody knew we played. And it's changed now. I mean, it's a thriving market. Walking out of the rink yesterday, between I walk home, so I ran into this young family. They had four young kids. And, you know, the eight-year-old plays hockey now, and then the girl plays hockey too. And that's kind of how it starts, right? And then we've got this fantastic facility here. So you see more youth programs starting, and that's the groundswell when the kids start. So there's a whole chunk of people from last year that have this kind of incredible family memory. It's not really the Panthers. It's what their family did in relation to us winning, right? Like superstitions, people coming over to the house, all that. And they get to keep that. And these kids grow up in that, right? Florida Panther fans. And then they start playing hockey. And then you have a base. It's a little bit like that Carolina idea. When we went in there, she's pretty thin for a while. And then they had some success. So now the kids start, but now they get more hockey rinks. Now they're almost generational, right? When a mom and dad take the five-year-old to a game, they go off to school. They go to school as Florida Panther fans, or they're going to university in Boston, and that's great. And they come back, and then their kids start coming. I think that's here. It feels like it's here.
Wow, the evolution of a hockey fan.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
I want an audiobook of that. Like, that was great.
He's beautiful with words. He is beautiful with words.
By the way, like, RVA Richie, kick rocks.
What'd he say?
Technology 67, Leroy 0.
It'd take you a while to fix that camera.
E-Sim says, that was soothing. Yeah, he's soothing. It is soothing.
I love Paul Maurice when he talks. But when you ask him a stupid question or a
question. Oh, he wasn't about it yesterday. You got at him yesterday with the media? Because the media was trying to get stuff out of him yesterday and pick at him. He's like, I don't even want to be here today. Like, this should be my day off.
Don't you guys feel it's kind of a rainy day today? It's a little bit rainy. We spent a lot of energy last night. We don't really need a whole lot of energy for two more days. It's kind of a mellow day today. And then you guys got a job to do, right? So like you're still working. I'm floating right now. You're working. So you need stuff. Just telling you, probably not getting a lot today.
At least he's honest.
I love how you started off like a conversation. It's a rainy day today, you know, guys. Like, you know, it's a rainy day today.
Hey, we give it the setup before the letdown.
Build them up. Yeah, you guys are working. You're still going at it. I'm on cloud nine. I'm giving you nothing.
You get nothing today, dude. You get nothing. All right. Well, we appreciate Paul Maurice for his honesty and his beautiful words.
Even him saying that, though, that's giving you something. Like, we just heard that, and we appreciate that.
My favorite question was, did you feel like you guys played a Panthers game in the win 2-0 on Sunday? And he goes,
he starts thinking.
And then he gives you that look that of like.
Gets a side eye.
No. No, I feel like we just played our game and won. It's not a Panther game, but I just feel like we won.
He doesn't live in 2Q.
He doesn't.
He's just like,
I don't believe in momentum.
Silly. Let's flip it over to the Dolphins. Some of their rookies getting their feet wet at rookie camp. Ollie Gordon II, who people are excited about. Sixth round running back. Doe Campbell winner, right? A couple years ago for Oklahoma State.
Who?
Ollie Gordon. He had like a crazy 2023 and then like took a step back last year.
Yeah, that's why guys leave when they can. I think he couldn't leave. It was the second year.
Doak Walker. Excuse me, not Doak Campbell. I'm an idiot. Doak Walker award winner in 2023. He was asked about, is he used to the South Florida heat? How does he plan on getting used to that? This is what he had to say.
Summers in Oklahoma get really hot. And, you know, we'll have summer ball out there and the ground would be real hot, you know. And we also played a game in Arizona State. So, yeah, we played Arizona State probably, 2 years ago, and it was hot. So, beginning of the season. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's oven hot. Steamy hot.
What kind of laugh is that?
You know what? Can I just say this?
You're running back, can't laugh. Your running back can't.
Can I just say this?
No. Leroy,
you go tell his big ass.
I will. No, you not. I do not want a running back that laughs like that to go through the giggle. I don't even think that was a giggle. That's not a chuckle.
That was like he was tickled.
That sounded like a tickled. Like he was tickled to death by that comment.
Pillsbury Doughboy tickled.
I don't know. I don't trust him going through the. I'm not trusting him going through the tackles now. You're not getting a 31. Do not give him the ball. I mean, sorry. No. No.
That was something.
No.
Hey, I get tired of people talking about this is humid and this is. No, that's why they have feels like.
Somebody says that's worse than Kawhi's laugh.
He laughs like a monster.
I'm a fun guy. Our viewer just says a fancy was tickled in that interview.
You were listening to the.
Oh my god! It's Croquette the King says Timu version of Kawhi's laugh. He's used to the heat. He's that's what he's got. He's got. Dr. Emmy says, I want him breaking tackles while laughing. Oh, man. Put him on NFL films and he's doing that after he dump trucks somebody? That'll go viral. Tickled to death, dude. Crazy. It's been a good mixed bag. Kenny G. Kenneth Grant, their first round pick, he says he's going to change the culture of the Dolphins. That's what he had to say.
Always pressure things like that, but, you know, I think me personally, I'm a culture changer. You know, I could change, you know, winning cultures. I come from a winning culture, so I know what a playoff run is like, but obviously in the NFL is different, but still, you know, I kind of know what that's like, but going through an 18-week season, you know, that plays a toll, but, you know, just trying to, you know, learn all the tips and tricks that the older guys, you know, tell.
Is today the first time you...
There you go. You don't like that? I like it.
I like it, but then he was talking too much. Because when you start talking, then you kind of like counter...
Well, because
you
sometimes, counter- Vlad, let me tell you, sometimes the question is a two-parter, and you only play a part of the question, right? The answer.
But he, yeah, but he, I'm a culture changer. At least I personally think that. Okay, cool. I know.
But he's trying
I've
to do it without disrespecting.
I've changed
the
culture.
Fact he just got in the league. And
right, that's what I'm saying.
You and Leonard Fournette did.
I've changed.
I didn't
cultures.
Think the NFL was going to be this hard. I mean, it's easy.
But you can't say you change cultures, but you know you've never been in NFL culture. You understand that?
But a guy that plays his position, that plays the way he plays, does change cultures.
He's a giant,
right?
I hope he changes the culture. Him and Zach Seeler together. Zach Seeler's got to find a new best friend every year.
Poor guy.
Now he's the OG. Lost Calais Campbell. Lost Christian Wilkins. Now he's got Kenny G. Apparently, Zach Seeler gave a speech to everybody, though. Like he was the guy that spoke to all the rookies. So
not Tua?
No, apparently not.
Tua's not there.
Selling houses, I hear.
I saw that. I don't think it's a big deal. Like that's probably his rookie contract house, wouldn't you think?
I wouldn't be my. Put it this way: if I know I'm about to make nearly a quarter of $1 billion, I would have been buying another home, looking for another home quite early.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.